It's a very, as far as I'm concerned, a very sensitive issue, a school of a particular ethos. I'm not naming it. It's in my own county, where students had tickets, not concessionary tickets, eligible tickets, entitled to tickets, families who had tickets for brothers and sisters for years and years. There's 10 of them today still don't have a ticket. And I'll send on details and thanks for your officials' help in that regard. My second question is in relation to the overall budget. And sorry, you would have made a presentation. I'm sorry I wasn't here for that because we have a presentation from North Macedonia at the EU Affairs Committee. So I have to leave after this as well, Chairman. The overall budget, what's the overall budget for this year for school transportation?
At this point, it's over 300 million. And that's an increase of 40 million on last year.
And is it still roughly half going towards special needs transportation? Is it around 150 million?
Yeah.
Like obviously there's a lot of special needs students that need to go to special schools, and I totally appreciate that, but there's a lot of students passing their local primary school or local secondary school to go to another school, and what I'm asking for here today, and no doubt it will be incorporated into the review, is to ensure that the building unit have a very proactive role in that review, because I believe that 150 million on special needs, that figure is going to increase. And the way around that is if we were more focused in using money to build extra additional ASD classes in local schools where young people could go to school with their brothers and sisters on the same bus, because there's a lot of empty space, there's a lot of empty capacity and a lot of these buses. But the sad thing for a lot of people today, and the 6,000 figure that was mentioned, and the 10 students in my own county that I've mentioned as well, they have been entitled to tickets in the past, but they're not being afforded that opportunity. And there will be additional buses need. I wish you well with Minister McGrath's negotiation. I had a history of very tense communication between DEEPER when it came to bus transportation, because they do talk about long-term sustainability, but at the end of the day, if we're going to get more cars off the road, if we're going to be more green focused in relation to buses and electric buses and all that, we're going bus transportation is going to be part of that sustainable future. So I wish you well, Minister.
Thank you,
and I would ask you to look very, very closely at that very important issue in my own county. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Deputy. And I do want to acknowledge your own huge contribution, obviously, in this department as well. And I do absolutely want to acknowledge that. Just in terms of the building unit, just to say that we have ongoing engagement between school transport and the building unit. And obviously, you'd be aware yourself that it is our absolute priority that, you know, we would ensure that children are being facilitated as close as possible to their home and obviously to the schools that are being attended by their siblings. And in relation to the specific case that you've raised with the officials, certainly we'll come back to you on that.